Mix 94.7 KMCH 811 on a beautiful Wednesday, and we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and one of which I wanted to make sure you circled on your calendar, because it affords me the opportunity to talk to one of my good friends live on the radio, joining us from Camp Courageous, the most magical place in all the world, Charlie Becker, joining us this morning. Charlie, my friend, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a gorgeous day. I'm looking out through my front window. We got campers loading up to take off to go to Wisconsin Dells as far as our travel program. And we got groups of campers coming in from all over the state today to spend a few nights here at camp. So life is good.
We have much to talk about. First off, I want to talk about the big omelet breakfast you got coming up on Sunday, because that'll kind of springboard us into all the other stuff that we can talk about going on at camp. So remind everybody what they need to know and what they need to clear on their calendar for coming up Sunday.
This Sunday at Camp Courageous, which is located just southeast of Monticello, Iowa, here is our omelet breakfast. It'll be serving from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. It'll be in the camp's main lodge. You'll be able to go right up to the omelet cooker and tell them how you would like your omelet, as far as what you'd like on it, green peppers, onions, ham, all kinds of items. There'll be sausage, toast, milk, juice, coffee, and a lot more. Adults are $10, and children are $5, 12 and under. So it should be a wonderful day. You have given me the early report that the weather is going to be beautiful. And so it should be a great day.
It's one of those things where you want to show up early and you want to make sure you leave time, because you'll get in through the food line quick, but then you get to walk around the camp and see all the cool things that you guys have been doing over the past, 40 years now, Charlie, or is it even more than that?
Yeah, we hit 50 last year, so and about 48 of those were with campers. So yeah, it's been a few years.
And the camp just continues to grow. We were just talking off the air that mini golf is coming to Camp Courageous. That's just one of the things that have been added the last few years. Talk a little bit about the growth of camp and how it continues to serve so many folks year in and year out so successfully.
We have been very fortunate. We kind of like to have it so that every year campers come, and there's nearly 10,000 of them that came right before the pandemic, and we're slowly gaining back to that number, that each year that they come, there's something new and something exciting. So a few years ago, we did the zip line. So and there will be zip line rides available on Sunday. It's $10 a ride, but it'll take you 700 feet up the top of a hill and then let you go, and you'll zip down, and you're 110 feet in the air. So it's a great activity. As a matter of fact, anybody can do it. As a matter of fact, Vera Geenup from Manchester has been our oldest rider at the age of 100. She's 101 now, but at the age of 100, she did the zip line. So great activity. So that was about 3 years ago. Then last year, we did the multi-purpose field, and that's a field in which we have a ball diamond so the campers can play baseball, softball, kickball, and things like that. And then it's got one of Musco's soccer fields, a mini pitch soccer field. It's got two pickleball courts provided by Bud and Georgia Johnson, shuffleboard, four square, all kinds of activities over there. So that was last year's project. And this year's project that we're working on, as you mentioned, is the miniature golf course. And so this is an 18-hole, totally accessible miniature golf course. We're just doing some landscaping right now on it. We'll put the greens down in the next probably week or two or three, and it'll be a beautiful course, a one of a kind. It'll be right here at camp, and we're, you know, the two of us, the beauty of you, Justin, is your brain is always going to town. And so we've already come up with a fundraiser, and I'm going to always give you credit for this. And so sometime when it's when those fundraisers where it draws thousands of people, you will be at the originator's position. So,
let's tell people what we've been talking about here. So I'm a huge fan of mini golf, and you and I go back all the way to WMT when we used to do this segment on the regular. And I said, Charlie, between the people I know and you know and the continued support of Camp Courageous, let's do a celebrity pro-am golf tournament out at Camp Courageous, where you get a bunch of real celebrities out there, and then people who want to donate to camp, come play a round of golf with, you know, a quote-unquote celebrity can do that, have fun, and raise money for camp. So we have started this process. We're going to get our list together, and sometime this summer, hopefully, we can announce when that'll be.
That sounds great. Wonderful idea. I love it. So it should be a lot of fun. And this compared to real golf or big time golf is just the perfect golf for me. So,
oh, yeah, and I'm still going to show up with a whole set of clubs. Don't worry.
Yeah. That's great. You know, something we just talked about here recently out here at camp, something that you can come and be a part of this Sunday too at the open house, is we have laser tag now. Laser tag is extremely popular, and we have laser tag available. There'll be targets and things like that in our gymnasium, and so it'll be a good thing to come out. And a strange story with that is some good friends at camps down in Coralville gave us the donation and asked, what does the staff most want? Well, the staff at that time most wanted laser tag. And so we ordered laser tag probably about 2 years ago, and we ordered it from the best company in the world, and that was in Ukraine.
Wow.
And we ended up getting the laser tag just months before the invasion took place. And so extremely popular with campers. This spring when we have all the special education classes out, they all want to play it. So if you want to play laser tag, it will be available in the gym on Sunday, so it should be a fun time.
Charlie Becker along with us from Camp Courageous live on the phone this morning. We'll remind everybody about the omelet breakfast here in a little bit, but Charlie, we would be remiss if we didn't mention just down the road from where I sit here this morning, just up from our studio is the Manchester Garage Sale. And that's something that goes year-round. One of the many things that keep the message and the mission of camp, you know, in the forefront of everybody's mind, and just a way that everybody can help out, because we mentioned Camp Courageous is not government funded. It's all done by donations, like breakfasts like you're having, to keep this place open for campers and give them something to do, to give them a sense of normalcy as well.
That's absolutely true. And it is amazing to think that back mid-70s, WMT had the world's largest garage sale out of Hawkeye Downs. And from that, Alfred Edgar from Manchester went to it and said, we can do that up in Manchester. They not only did it, but they did it 1,000 times better. It is camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale. And thanks to the Norbys for donating a beautiful building on the east side of town there on Main Street. And over 100 volunteers, super dedicated people. You know, can't say enough good things about them. And then all the people that bring items to be sold and all the wonderful shoppers. It is an incredible fundraiser. And it's really received national attention that is just so kind of humbling from the standpoint that here's all these good people volunteering their time. And what a great community. It speaks volumes of the community of Manchester and the surrounding area. And people come from all over to bring things out there. So we can't thank them enough.
You heard, you heard it here first. Everything in Manchester, 1,000 times better than WMT. No, I'm kidding, Charlie. I'm kidding, of course. But I tell you, pause for laughter, because there's about 30 people listening to this show that get the inside joke. All right. So this weekend, Sunday, Camp Courageous, the omelet breakfast made to order. What time do doors open? What time do people start lining up, Charlie?
8 a.m. doors open, and it will serve till noon. And, you know, come plan to spend the day. Walk the path. We have miles of paths out here. And just, you know, come out and have a good time.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll be out there Sunday morning before I do my chores, because we got to put the finishing touches. I'm telling you, I think this could be a yearly golf thing, just a great way to get people out and about. And we didn't even mention the Fiat that you're giving away that people can see and buy tickets Sunday, too.
Yeah, we'll have that Fiat right out there in the front lawn, and it is a fun little car. And we were very, very fortunate from the standpoint that Eloise Dennis donated that to the camp. It's got less than 3,000 miles on it. Very, very sporty. You would look good in it. Not you, and you would not only look good in it, you could zip right along. Yeah, it's a fun car. It's a fun car.
We'll
have that out on the front lawn.
We'd put a big old KMCH on the front side and back of that thing, and I'd take it everywhere I go. It'd be like the little wind-up Hot Wheels car. So, hey, Charlie, I know you're a busy guy. Thank you so much for making time for us up here at KMCH land this morning, and I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning for breakfast, and hope everybody can head out that way, because it's just a great reason. Everybody's going to eat breakfast anyway, so why not do it with a purpose?
Right.
Make it out to Monticello and raise some money and get some of those good omelets. Any final thoughts, Charlie?
Well, I just appreciate all that you've done for us, Justin, and KMCH has been right there on our right-hand side all through everything, and we can't thank them enough and the listeners for their great support.
And go visit the garage sale the next couple of days, too, before you get your omelets. Get you in that giving spirit, right?
There you go. You got it. You can find anything there.
Charlie, always good to talk to you, my friend. I will see you Sunday morning, all right?
Sounds great, Justin. Thanks so much now. Appreciate it.
You betcha. There goes Charlie Becker, good friend, loyal and true, and one of the many folks that makes Camp Courageous run like a well-oiled machine for all the years it has. So don't forget Omelet Breakfast Sunday morning. Be there, be square, and a great opportunity to walk around and it kind of puts life in perspective for you, too, where you and I are blessed to be able to do so many things that we take for granted. And you've got a place like Camp Courageous that really brings that sense of normalcy to kids and adults who certainly deserve it, certainly need it, and certainly appreciate it as well.